Der NRG Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hallöchen mit Mona. Und diese Folge ist nicht selbstverständlich. Denn wenn große Stars auf Tour gehen, haben die eine Show nach der anderen. Sau anstrengend für Körper und vor allem für die Stimme. Und dann haben die natürlich keine Zeit, aber auch keine Kraft mehr und eben keine Stimme mehr, nebenbei noch Interviews zu machen. Das machen wirklich die wenigsten. Ein ganz großer hat's trotzdem gemacht, und zwar Mr. Jason Derulo. Er erzählt uns in dieser Folge vom Streit mit seinem Label, warum er fast 10 Jahre lang kein neues Album rausgebracht hat und warum er tatsächlich fast schon aufgehört hätte mit Musik. Ach so, ja, und außerdem erklärt er mich für verrückt. Warum? Das alles in dieser Folge. Viel Spaß.
Okay, thanks again for taking the time. I appreciate it so much. In between all those shows and being on vocal rest or whatever. So how does it feel bringing New King on tour?
Unbelievable. Of course, I have been performing my old songs as well, but to be able to see the audience and be able to see the fans up close and personal, I think is really, speaking of the fans, it's unbelievable. Before I got to Germany, I couldn't sleep because I was so excited to get here.
What's so special about Germany and the German crowd?
The crowd is just nuts, you know? It's just crazy, much like myself, you know? So we have a great time. Every time I come here, I have the time of my life, so.
Cool. I think nobody has ever said that about the German crowd, because normally we're a hard crowd, especially in Berlin.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't get that vibe at all.
Cool. Like, can we dance? Like, the Germans also, like, they never dance. They're never, like, on beat. They're always off beat.
Chill.
Cool, but that's a nice compliment. How does your relation... You said it yourself that you've got decades of hits that you're touring right now. How does your relationship with the album, but also with the hits change, playing it live on tour for the people?
So for me, this show is like the show that I've always wanted to put on. You know, it's a spectacle. It's like marrying musical theater with a crazy pop spectacle, with hip hop, with all forms of dance. The energy is just ridiculous. I have some of the most talented dancers on the road with me in the world, the most talented musicians in the world. And it's just a show that I think, you know, anybody would enjoy, whether you like my music or not. I really believe it's one of the best shows in the world.
Cool. I'm so excited to see that. I see you perform at Lollapalooza, but I'm like desperate to see like the whole production right now.
Yeah,
I really
yeah.
love it.
And Lollapalooza is great. It's a lot of fun.
That was
amazing.
So much fun.
But
we really danced our asses off. Like, really?
That's what I'm talking
yes.
about. But this is like a different thing because it's like it's a production. So you'll see the difference.
Yeah, sure. I'm excited about that. So no wonder that you need an oxygen mask after a show. You posted a reel and saying this is not human. Like, tour is insane. How do you prepare yourself, like your body, but also mentally for the tour and for the shows?
You know, like, I debated on whether I was going to go on tour at all. And I can't believe that I was debating that because I'm having so much fun. But the reason is because it's really tough. It's really hard with a show like mine. I know there's a lot of artists that tour all the time and like have like these long stints. But my show specifically is a very different kind of show, and it's very taxing on the body. You know, sometimes, you know, some dancers get hurt, you know, it's just a lot to ask of your body, you know, and it's not very human.
No.
It's incredible. It's amazing. I can't think of a better way to spend my evening than to spend it with the people that, made me who I am today.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. It's just live music. It's the best thing in the world.
It really is. It's bringing the songs to life.
Yeah, totally. Why did you, or why were you worried about going on tour?
Why was I worried?
Because it
sucks. You know?
Well, I don't know. I've never been
it's
on tour, so.
It sucks at the same time.
A toxic relationship, isn't it?
It really is. A very, very toxic relationship. For some reason, you know, but honestly speaking, I'm upset at myself for thinking that maybe I shouldn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that I'm here, I'm like, damn, what the hell was I thinking? This is unbelievable.
Cool. But I mean, there are a lot of artists now saying, I don't like what touring does to my ego. I don't like what it does to my creative process. So that's why I'm not going on tour, like big artists like Miley Cyrus. And why did you decide to go?
Why does it affect someone's ego?
I don't know. I think Miley said it, that it's just about the ego going on tour, and that she can't be creative with that big of an ego. I don't know. I'm not an artist myself. Maybe that's just an artist mind. But I kind of understand it. So what does tour mean to you or give you that you really want to do it?
I think it's a very selfless thing to do. I think it's more than anything, I feel like it's an act of service. We are offering up our bodies to the public.
Yeah, kind of.
I think it's a beautiful thing. I think we're all put on this earth for a specific reason. And I think it would be selfish of me not to have come out on the road and share.
Mm-hmm. But very nice way to think about that. Thank you. Thank you for doing it. Really appreciate it.
Of course.
What do you do to make yourself feel at home then on tour? Is there something like routines or really a workout? Like, I don't know, do you have like a therapist going on tour?
Whatever? All of the above. So I always have the foods that I like to have. I bring even plants. I bring... Mm. You know, so I bring greenery with me. So like it travels on the bus with, not on the bus, but on the trucks.
Do you have names for them?
No.
But I always name my plants.
You should just have greenery. That's a little crazy.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. That's what I am.
I heard of people like naming their pets, you know, naming their kids.
No, I've not named for my car.
Oh.
For my clothes even.
No,
I was
way.
Like when
that's
I have
not,
an
that's
yeah,
not
no,
true.
When I have a new clothes, I like hang them in the closet and I say, "Hey, now you're the new piece, like get to know each other. They're all nice."
Yeah. Wow.
Maybe I should just stop myself
you
talking right now.
I feel like that's a movie. We should write a movie about you. That's
yeah, whenever. Just hit me up whenever. Really.
Yeah,
I've got a little more crazy.
Just
got
to explain to me like the reason.
I don't know. It makes them, I don't know, it makes them kind of...
Okay. I'm going to try it. I'm going to see what it does for my life.
Yeah, yeah, just try it. I give that to you. And then
Rulo ends up in a psych ward.
And
for
this woman.
His
yeah, then like a mugshot of myself. All because of this woman. We lost him. Can we talk about the album a little bit more? I don't know if we're...
Sure.
Like, okay. It's your first album. If we say like Everything Is Four was your last album, then it's nearly a decade.
Yes.
Without putting an album out.
Right.
So why that?
Because I was at a record label that wasn't right. And I was just really, really far removed from the people that signed me. You know, there was a label. They fired like all the people. Then I had to learn the new people. And it happened again and again and again and again. Wow. And it was like all the like six times.
Wow.
Something crazy like that. So I was so far removed from the people that signed me, and putting out an album is a really serious thing.
Yeah, a very personal thing.
Yeah, and I just didn't trust the people that I was around. So I did put out songs, you know, but to put out a full length didn't feel right. But now everything is all good, and it's amazing. I'm at Atlantic, and I found an amazing home, so I feel very comfortable with releasing an album.
Yeah, wonderful. And I mean, it's some really personal songs on this album.
For sure.
And of course, you can't like pitch them or whatever, release them to a new team of people that you don't know and that you maybe don't want to share it with.
Yeah.
You said yourself in an interview that 2023 was kind of a caterpillar year for you, and you feel like now where you like always wanted to be. Is that still true? And maybe you can like talk about the process a little bit.
Yeah, 100%. So, I've always had a vision of who I wanted to be in my mind. And I feel like now I'm stepping into who that person is, which is crazy. Even when I like step on stage and I see the people in the audience, it's still really surreal to me. It feels like a dream. And I think back to the young 10-year-old Jason that dreamed about this exact moment. So, you know, the album title, when I talk about, you know, the picture, the ideal person that I've always wanted to become, I'm finally stepping into to that light.
Cool.
I think it's really, really special.
So nice to hear that. Congratulations. So
thank
cool.
You. Thank you so much.
Is there ever a like, what now or what after that?
You know, when I had a what now moment, it was like right before the pandemic, I was like, I've done a lot of my life. I've done well. I think I'm just gonna chill. That's the ghost of
that's because you don't name
the pandemic.
Them.
I gotta name my water bottles
yes.
too. Damn, you're called Fiji. Yeah, so before the pandemic, I was like, I've done a lot in my life. You know, I'm cool. I'm just going to coast for the rest of my life. I think I'm good. And then I was like, damn, what the hell are you thinking? Like, you've gone this whole journey and you've reached to this point. Like, why stop now? Mm-hmm. You're closer to being one of the best ever than you were to being nobody to where you are now. That journey was really long. Mm-hmm. This journey is not as long. What are you doing? So I looked at myself in the mirror and I'm like, it's time. And that's when I turned it back on.
Wow. Cool. Really cool. You said it yourself, it's also because like the title of the album is very personal. It's because related to your son. Mm-hmm. Is there also like becoming a father? Is this also like a time of reflecting? I don't know, looking back, maybe what do I want to pass on? Does this also play a role?
That part of it was more of a something that I've always dreamed of, mm-hmm. right? So like to stop where I was wouldn't have been right, you know? And I just have way much more to offer, you know? And to have stopped where I was would have been absolutely bonkers.
Mm-hmm. No, you're at your best. I really mm-hmm. love the album. As I said,
Thank
I think
so
it's
much.
Most like one of the most personal songs on the album. Like,
yeah, your, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, your, the lyrics, but also vocally.
Thank
love.
You so much.
So
Thank
we're
you.
Happy that you decided to go on making music.
I appreciate it.
Der Energy Star Talk, einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.